Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Fury. I'm so glad that you're listening to our training call tonight. It's a special occasion here as we've got a field advisory board member and two-star crown, Dr. Dana McGrady, going to be talking about high-touch promoting using healthy happy hours. And she is certainly one of the top healthy happy hour promoters in our business. Her team does a fantastic job of inviting and presenting and closing using Healthy Happy Hour. So it's going to be an awesome call. Make sure that you're ready to take some notes because I guarantee you you're going to get some specifics about what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say that you may not have heard before. So glad that you're on the line and listening in. And, you know, a couple of announcements before we have Dr. Dana on the call is you may not have seen the email blast because it just came out in the last hour, but we've got a new Super Amino 23 special offer. We've been getting a lot of people requesting larger containers of the Super Amino 23, and unfortunately, we're just not able to provide that for several reasons. And so what we've done is created a buy 9 bottles, get 3 bottles free. And with those 3 free bottles, I mean, that's 450 free tablets that you're getting. The PLC price now is about $1.50 a serving. If you're taking 5 tablets, it's right around $1.50 for the highest quality protein that you're going to find anywhere on the planet, something that's not going to tax your organs in any way or cause any waste. It really is calorie-free. So calorie-free protein for about $1.50 a serving. It's an awesome offer, and at this point it has no end date. So this is something that, you know, we're going to offer as a new way to share Super Amino 23. So for those who are athletes, work with gyms or chiropractic offices, et cetera, I think this buy 9, get 3 free is going to be an awesome, awesome special. We're going to be talking at the end of this call about our social media contest, our social media special. But you're going to have 2 chances to win $500, whether you use the hashtag Purium High Tech or hashtag Purium High Touch, and we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the call. So we got a lot of different specials going on. Make sure you check your email blast. We even have all of the LEAP products. So that's the new Organic Green Spectrum, which is getting unbelievable reviews, the Cocoa Mint Spirulina, the Caramel Apple Daily Fiber Blend, a Terra pouch of the new Appleberry Power Shake. That's, of course, our new biodegradable packaging and our new gluten-free Power Shake. A kitchen canister to put that in. And 2 sample packs, the Appleberry Power Shake sample pack and the 30 samples of the Kids MVP. So believe it or not, you can get all that for under $200. It's a tremendous value. And for free, you're going to be getting the new DVD with both the product and the business opportunity overview. You're going to get the Core 3 Lifestyle Guide, the Fast Start Guide, the Healthy Happy Hour Guide, which we'll be touching on a little bit tonight, 10 of the enrollment tear pads, as well as a Prosper magazine. So it's a dynamite value. You're getting all those tools for free, plus saving money. So take a look at your email blast. It's also in your back office. And one of the things I love about our email blast is that we're constantly highlighting, you know, health success stories with life at the next level and just starting to identify some rising stars as well, talking about people whose businesses are growing and building. So it's just a great community of people, fantastic products, and we're always trying to figure out new ways to bring more people on board. And we have lots of different ways that people like to promote and share, but one of the most successful and one of the most tried and true ways of promoting is using Healthy Happy Hours. And that's why I've invited Dr. Dana McGrady onto the call tonight. She's a 2-star crown. She's a field advisory board member, and she is a master of this high-touch method of promoting. So, Dr. Dana, are you with us?
I am, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing your knowledge, and I know that you and your team do a fantastic job of promoting. And before we get into the nitty-gritty of kind of what to do and how to do it and all that kind of stuff, let's talk about the term high touch and the personal connection that can happen in a healthy happy hour, because I think it's one of the things that separates it from some of the other ways of promoting. So Why don't you talk a little bit about what you think happens at a healthy happy hour and why it's so important as you're building a local community to use those methods of promoting?
I mean, this is just first and foremost, it's a business about relationships. It's a business where you can actually build a family among your team. And I feel like the people that really are the most successful are the ones that do that. So healthy happy hours are a way of keeping the community alive. You get that personal touch. You get that connection. You feel the positivity, the happy energy flowing when you're at this, you know, it could be a team meeting, but really it's a healthy happy hour where we're welcoming new people into the fold. And so when they're there, they can feel the energy coming off of us, and they get to taste the yummy drinks we have. And then my most favorite part of the Healthy Happy Hour is hearing the testimonial from other people because that third-party validation is so strong. And then also we have to never underestimate the power of a group of people with smiles on their faces that genuinely care for the well-being of one another. And then, of course, when you hear that testimonial, like I was saying, and watch the impact that it has on everyone in the room, you know, that's very powerful. So this, you know, human touch connection is super, super important because, as we know, facts tell, but stories tell. So as someone's maybe saying this testimonial and you can actually see it on their face, then it's so much, you know, more impactful than, you know, watching it on a Facebook post or reading it or, you know, something like that. So we are in that room, we're actually feeling their heart. And I think that's something that, you know, you can't get unless you're there present at a healthy happy hour.
Yeah, that's a really, really great point. I do healthy happy hours usually once a month here in Boulder. And it's fun. We've built a little community of people. You know, there's some of the same people that show up, you know, every week or every month. And then you always get the new people. And I agree that the testimonial piece of it is really where it makes the event come alive and that people find that connection and that belief that, you know, all of the information that they're getting, you know, through the DVDs and through the brochures and through the Prosper magazines, all the information is validated, you know, simply through those live stories. So it's a really good mix of, you know, the experiential of the you know, the drinks and the stories and all that creates like a kind of a perfect, you know, perfect connection. So, you know, the only way to have a healthy happy hour, though, is to have people there. You know, empty seats don't really make a good healthy happy hour. So why don't you talk a little bit about inviting people, how many people you invite, how you invite, what you do, what tools you use. Tell us about getting people to a healthy happy hour.
I mean, inviting, I think, is probably the most important part because we can't have a healthy happy hour where no one shows up. So I always say over-invite, over-invite, over-invite. If you want there to be 15 people there, you need to be inviting 30 to 40 people, 50 people. I mean, I know that sounds a little bit much, but it's really not in the scheme of things because we all have a big contact list in our phones full of people that are local to us. And it's okay to invite people more than once if they haven't shown up. And when you do invite, you want to invite with urgency and excitement. Make sure that they feel like it is literally going to be the party of the year. Because when you think about it, people are not drawn to boring seminars, but they are drawn to a fun, exciting event where they can learn something amazing that will impact their life in a big way. So if you really show them that they will really miss out if they do not come, then it's going to, you know, give them that urgency to come. I love making sure that they know how many will be there. Like, especially if I have, say I have Joe coming, and I'm inviting Joe, and Joe knows Susie, and Susie's going to be there. Oh, you haven't seen Susie in so long, you have to come and see her. So that human, you know, connection of the relationships, that spider web of relationships is really important too. Make sure that they know that everyone else is going and that it's going to be super fun. I also love using the app. Right now, the app is like seriously my new best friend. So inviting with the app is so perfect. The only thing you want to be careful of is you don't want to give them the whole shebang. on the app. Send them a couple teasers. You know, get them, make sure that they're curious, but don't give it all away before they get there. Make sure that they come in order to see the whole thing. That gives them incentive to come. Also, you have to make sure you confirm, confirm, confirm. And I learned this from my mentor, Sonia Magruder, who obviously is a very successful real estate agent. And she knows with open houses as well as healthy happy hours, you have to confirm once or twice, because you have to make sure they understand that you are holding them accountable for being there. So another thing I love about inviting is I make sure and tell them that I'm going to meet them 15 minutes beforehand, so that they don't have to walk in alone to a room full of people they don't know, and also so that they're accountable, knowing that I'm going to be there waiting for them 15 minutes ahead of time in the lobby, or, you know, in the lobby of the community center or in the driveway, whatever it is. And I think that's important because people are busy after work. A long day of work, they're going to be tired. So showing them that you care that they're coming and that you're looking forward to seeing them will go a long way in inviting.
Well, I think that's a really important concept. It's those little things, those little touches that you learn over doing these events over and over again, that if you do make somebody feel comfortable, then they're going to listen to the information with an open mind. And if they, like you say, walk into a room full of people they don't know, they don't know what they're expecting, it could take them 10, 15, 20 minutes to feel comfortable, and they could have missed some of the best parts of the Healthy Happy Hour just trying to figure out what's up. So, you know, I love, you know, how you make it sound fun and exciting, the party of the year, and you're going to see all these people you haven't seen in a while and all this awesome stuff. I mean, you know, I think it's that great combination of good energy and good promoting with kind of making people feel comfortable that really makes sense. So thanks for sharing those details. So let's say that you're actually the one who's doing the Healthy Happy Hour. You're the one who's hosting and presenting. You know, could you give us just a couple of tips as far as, you know, what drinks you make, what tools you have out, what, you know, music you have playing or not playing, what are just a couple of the highlights of things that, you know, you've learned to do or not do to make things go smoother?
Well, the one thing we have to think, and this is something that I learned at the beginning of my journey with network marketing, is that you want it to be so simple that a six-year-old can do it. So simple. So you want this to be something that your new team members can very easily duplicate. Because when you're signing up a new person, the beauty of the gift card marketing system is that no matter what pack they get, they have the ability to make their money right back. So even with just a 10-day transformation or a core 3, they have 5 gift cards. So let's schedule your healthy happy hour, your first healthy happy hour. Invite all of your friends and family, and let's get rid of your 5 gift cards. And then once they obviously take a bite and they see how easy it was, which is what I did at the beginning, it made me obviously want to get more gift cards because then I was hooked. I realized how easy it was. So we want to keep it very simple and very fun. So keep the snacks, you know, very minimum, if any at all, veggies and hummus. That's all you need to do, or nothing. It's really okay to have nothing since we keep it to an hour. The samples, I honestly just do one sample of gluten-free power shake and one sample of MVP Kids. And the new awesome hit is the Cocoa Mint Spirulina. Can I get a whoop whoop for the Cocoa Mint Spirulina? This, seriously, this stuff is so good. It is going to be a hit at Healthy Happy Hours. I can only imagine. So my kids eat it up. It's so good. So it doesn't have to be, you know, 6 shaker cups full of every single drink that we have in the Purium shop. We don't need to do that. We just need to keep it very simple. Just stick with the ones that are the most popular and the easiest. I always keep a bag stocked. I got this beautiful bag at the Leaf Convention. I couldn't even believe how awesome it was. One of my team members, Natasha, had it, and she was like, Dr. Dana, you have to go get one. It has a little roller on it with Purium logo, and it's perfect for tear sheets. It keeps my shaker bottle. I have a bottle of MVP, and I have a bottle of Power Shake. Just pour healthy happy hours. And a few brochures and a couple product magazines. It doesn't get any more simple than that. I have always have light, upbeat music playing. I get Pandora, and I just have it on my phone. Very simple. And I think that, like, always kind of clears the air. You know, you don't get that awkward silence. The samples, always keep them on ice. That, to me, is, like, one of the most important things, like maybe in a bowl of ice, because I think the drinks are really, really refreshing when they're cold. The other thing is, really, with our two new videos, I mean, we don't need to really say much, right? Because the videos do everything for us. We use the tool, and that makes it easy. So the exact way to do it is open up with your simple story. It needs to be short but powerful. How did you feel before Purium? How did Purium impact your health and life for the better? And now, how do you see your future because of Purium in it? You know, however that means to you, your story is going to be different than my story, but you just want to think about, you know, really how you've been impacted and how maybe that could touch someone else's heart. Then you show the new Purium product video, have 1 to 2 short, impactful testimonials. Make sure that people don't go on and on and on, because sometimes that can happen. And so we want it to be really, like, keep it to 2 minutes. After that, play the new business video, which talks about the gift card marketing system in such an easy way. And at that point, you're going to close with the tear sheet.
Perfect. Well, I'm with you. You know, I think back to the Healthy Happy Hour that we did this past Wednesday, and I think it was almost step for step, word for word, exactly, you know, what you described, including the bowl with the ice around the shaker cups, all the way through super simple. We call our Healthy Happy Hour, you know, for 7 o'clock start time. You know, we 6:30 we serve drinks, 7 o'clock we have the Healthy Happy Hour. It's usually starting by 7:10. And this week, I think we were, like, wrapping up our tear pads at about 7:50. So it was, like, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. You know, I mean, super short. So that gives people an opportunity to mingle. It gives people, you know, that still enough energy that they're not looking at their watches. Like you said earlier, Dana, that, you know, people are tired, you know, after working all day and whatever. And so, you know, if we keep it light, keep it fun, keep it simple, keep good tasting drinks, light music, and let them get the information, hear the stories, and then stay as long as they want, keep those presentations shorter, that definitely seems to work way better. And then people are hanging around, and then they want to be, you know, they're not looking at their watch. So I like that six-year-old analogy, you know, keep it as simple for a six-year-old. That's awesome. One of the things that does definitely take a little bit of practice is helping people to get started. I know that you love and help to create the new tear pad. Why don't you talk about what you say as you're wrapping up your Healthy Happy Hour? People have heard all the information, and now they need to make a decision.
Oh goodness. So this, David, was something that did not come to me at the beginning, how to close at a Healthy Happy Hour. I have to say, it took me a little bit. I knew how to do the Healthy Happy Hour. I had it down. My leaders were duplicating. We had a large team effort where we were all consistently doing Healthy Happy Hours, but some of us were spinning our wheels, myself included, because I didn't quite get how to close at a Healthy Happy Hour. So I remember a specific time where Sonia had to, you know, have a coaching call with me. And she had to, you know, lay it on the line and just say, I see you're doing a lot of Healthy Happy Hours. You're doing awesome. You're really having a lot of activity, but there's not a lot of BV coming in at the time. And I realized I was letting people walk out the door and waving goodbye and getting that freeze up feeling where you get nervous when, you know, it comes time to get someone's credit card. So, which is normal, you know, that's normal human tendency. So I had to, like, regroup and start realizing that closing at a Healthy Happy Hour is a skill set. So So what I want to do for you guys is I want to teach you what I've learned along the way and what Sonia taught me on how to close at a healthy happy hour. And the moment that that light bulb went off in my mind, then I was unstoppable. And I want all of you guys to feel unstoppable also. I don't want you to feel like you're spinning your wheels at a healthy happy hour. I want you to really feel that with your effort, you're getting a lot out of it. So, okay, I want you guys seriously to take notes. At the healthy happy hour, when they during the business video, we are discreetly handing tear sheets to every single person that is new. And maybe, you know, we don't want to make them feel awkward, so we'll give them to a few team members also, right? So that way they can look at it. They can see the prices right there. You don't have to be the one to tell them the prices. They can see everything clearly. And our tear sheet makes everything so simple. Daily transformation athletes, there's three methods. Which one's for you, right? Doesn't even keep make it any, doesn't, there's no way to get it any more simple than that, right? So basically what I do is I hold up the tear sheet at the end of the healthy happy hour and I say, now these are the three options here for you. We have our core three, which is for those that are super busy, just want extra nutrition, don't really want to make a big commitment, but really realize that they need nutrition in their life. We have our transformation, which is for those that really want to jump in head first, go all the way, want to see a big difference right off the bat. Or we have our athletes program, which is for those hardcore athletes that are working out every day and really want to cut their muscles or, you know, feel more energy when they're working out. Okay, so for me, my personal favorite is the Platinum Pack, and that's the most popular option. So I definitely want you to look hard at that one. The reason being is because for your 10-day transformation, $23 a day, and you only get 10 days of products, with your Platinum Pack, you're actually getting 30 to 40 days of product. You're getting all of your maintenance products. The number one question I get asked is, what do I do next? What do I do after the 10-day transformation is done? And so this answers that question. It gives you a solution right there in your pack. The other thing is, it's a perfect value. You're getting, for $23 a day, you're getting your 10-day transformation. For around $15 a day is the average, because it's $14 a day if you stretch it out to 40 days, $16 a day if you have it in 30 days. So for average $15 a day, you get your full 30 to 40 days of transformation, and that's average 20 to 25 pounds of weight loss if that's what you're going for, or cleaning out your body, making you feel fabulous. And then the other thing is you save. You're saving $23 a day or $15 a day. So you save $8 a day for getting it for the full 30 days. You set yourself up for success, because by being on the program longer, you're going to really help to curb your cravings. So that's what I do. At that point, I'm, you know, directing them by asking questions to see which one would be best for them, letting them answer. And then I turn the tear sheet over and I say, here we have a paper application. You can fill it out right now. And at that point, we can get you started.
Cool. Well, I like how you target the Platinum Pack. I think that, you know, a confused mind says no. And so to have an opinion, to have a something that people can bounce off of and to think about, and you use a lot of positive language of, this is the best value, it's only this much per day, you know, all those kinds of things, and include your maintenance. So I think all that language is language that is very positive, that makes somebody want to come along for the ride. So as we're wrapping up here, you know, you just described really start to finish a perfect healthy happy hour, but I think you and I both agree that doing one healthy happy hour is good, but it really is not going to drive your business, especially not for a 90-day campaign. Talk about the importance, if you could, of having consistent healthy happy hours and what that looks like.
Well, I don't know about you, David. Oh, I actually do know how busy you are. but I am running. My team is running right now. So we feel like if you can get 10 people in a room and spend an hour with them, then it's better than spending 10 hours talking to each one of them throughout the day, right? So it's business built on leverage. So healthy happy hours are fabulous for that. And consistency is so key. Why? Because consistency, after consistency, you get growth. So if we bring on new people and every single new person does minimum 2 to 3 healthy happy hours right off the bat, then their new people do 2 to 3 healthy happy hours right off the bat, and then so on and so forth, you can get the picture. So as we're doing this 90-day run and we're looking for those that want to join us on this mission, that want to impact the world, and we're actually starting this recruiting revolution using the high-touch method, then consistent healthy happy hours is so important. One thing I've heard, you know, throughout this journey is that when you are maybe newer to Purium and you're telling all of your friends and family about it, some of them are kind of waiting for you to quit. And they're like, oh, I was just waiting kind of to see if you were going to quit. The reason is because not everyone does stick it out. But when you're doing consistent healthy happy hours and you invite someone not once but twice but 3 times, on that 3rd time, they're going to actually realize that you're not quitting, that you're sticking it out, that you're in it for the long haul, that you're committed. So the consistency also shows commitment. It shows that you're not afraid to put yourself out there, that you're actually committed to the growth, and that you want to see this through, and you want to actually see how far you can go, and also that you believe in yourself that you can get there. So the consistency is key. You don't just want to do one and then let it fizzle out. You want to do one healthy happy hour where you have 10 people there, 3 people sign on. You want to have another one next week where those 3 people bring their friends. You want the one the next week where those 3 people bring their friends as well as the first 3 people, and so forth. So that's how your team really grows.
Yeah, I think that if you have that big first one and you really go and invite, you know, you can create a lot of energy and have it just kind of recycle, just like you said. You know, those first few people that sign up, they're inviting more people into next week's Healthy Happy Hour, plus you're picking up the people that, you know, that you missed the week before. And I love your comment about consistency showing the people in your phone and the people that you invited that you're serious, that you're committed. And I agree with you that, you know, not everyone's going to say yes to the first invitation, but once they see how serious you are, the second and the third and the fourth time, they're going to be excited. And they, you know, also may see how much fun you had and that, you know, it's a great idea. You know, Danny, you were talking about using the phone app to invite people to healthy happy hours. You know, you can also use social media after your healthy happy hour is done to take those pictures and to show everybody who's in your Facebook universe how much fun you had, and that a lot of people like to do healthy happy hours because they are fun. You get to meet new people, have a party, have a great time, and we've got a hashtag called Purium High Touch. So we've got Purium High Tech and Purium High Touch, and if you're posting your photos using the hashtag Purium High Touch, the number one photo, the best photo, the photo that's got the most awesome kind of healthy happy hour situation, you can win $500 in cash. And we've got some runner-up prizes as well where you can win free products. And we have the same thing on the high tech side, and we're doing that for September. And then we're doing another $500 for each hashtag in October. And I know that was something, Dana, that you felt was important as a field advisory board member that we did, that we used that hashtag marketing and get to see everybody's smiling faces throughout our community. So any last thought as we wrap up here the call on the hashtag or anything else about Healthy Happy Hours?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we need to, as a whole company, company-wide, we need to start a Healthy Happy Hours selfie revolution with our hashtag Purium High Touch, because those group selfies where everyone's laughing and everyone's having a blast, it creates buzz. And as you guys do that, it's just going to create buzz around your team. Everyone's going to be like, what is in that green drink? I want whatever they're having. We need more fun in the world. So let's do this. I believe that as those hashtag Purium High Touch start rolling in, I can't wait to see them.
Awesome. So thanks so much for sharing all the specifics and how you and your team have used Healthy Happy Hours to build. I know lots of people are on a 90-day run. I know that the backbone of their 90-day run is going to be Healthy Happy Hours. So thanks for sharing tonight, Dana.
Thank you, David. It's been awesome. Bye, guys.
All right. Well, cool. Well, every Wednesday night we do David Sandoval, Purium Lifestyle call. Tomorrow night's going to be a really good call. He's doing it on gluten. So for those of you who wonder about how what the myths and realities are about eating gluten, and of course we've got some awesome new gluten products, including our new Daily Fiber is gluten-free, our new Power Shake is gluten-free. He's going to talk a little bit about, you know, the challenges with gluten and, you know, what you can do to avoid gluten and all kinds of good info. And I know that gluten is involved with lots of health issues as well. So be ready to take some notes tomorrow night, David Sandoval, Purium Lifestyle Call. You can promote that to guests as well as your downline team. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Hashtag Purium High Touch. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.